ready and racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Well, hello again and welcome to the latest edition of the Dogcast, brought to you by Greyhound Racing SA. I'm your host, Luke Marchioro, and I'm joined today by the one and only man behind the Dogs SA Twitter account, Todd Gray. Todd, welcome to the Dogcast.
Always a pleasure, never a chore. It's good to be here. We've got a fair bit to talk about. It's been a busy old week in the old Greyhound Racing game.
We have plenty of stuff to talk about. We've got a lot of news from around SA, some Angle Park results from last night, some interstate results from last night we want to touch on as well. And then we're going to look ahead to the Peats of the 2024 Group 3 Murray Bridge Cup. The first feature of a really, really big 6 weeks of racing right across SA, Todd, with the Mount Gambier Cup and the newly elevated Anniversary Cup as well, which will be coming up later in April as well.
Yeah, well, it's going to be chock-a-block. Mount Gambier, they always end up getting a fair bit of, obviously, interstate travellers and that coming over for that too. That's become a bit of a prestigious title to go for, and obviously the Mount Gambier Cup and the Murray Bridge Cup are kind of the... I believe there's an extra bonus if you can win them both or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a $5,000 bonus, I think, if you can win them both. And then obviously we're going to have the E-Star Match Race as well at Angle Park coming up. And then that'll lead into the Anniversary Cup, which is, again, elevated prize money, $50,000 total prize money this year, and shapes to be the cap on a really big 6 weeks of racing. So we're going to get stuck right into all that coming up shortly with our Week in Review.
The Week in Review.
The Week in Review is brought to you by the Fresh Pet Food Co., proud suppliers of fresh pet food for all GAP SA greyhounds in the GAP SA Prism programs, and they're based right here in SA. Visit their website at thefreshpetfoodco.com.au for more information. And Todd, we've got so much news to talk about. Let's start with Angle Park last night. We had three heats of the Breeders' Prelude. Now, these are for the SA bred greyhounds leading towards the Howard Ashton in May, and we had three heats last night, heavily dominated by some really informed kennels in Gavin Harris and Robin McKellar. But the first heat was a bit of a surprise. It was taken out by Weblack Delight for Kim Johnson, who ran over the top of the speedy pair of Plain Rainers, Infidel Evie.
Yes, truth be told, if you could bet in live running, I wanted to be on Weblack Delight when they virtually got to about where the track the gate is, just before the 600-metre boxes on the home turn. When the one read, I went, oh, Zinfandel Evie's going to struggle a bit. And I still think Zinfandel Evie has the potential to be one of the best short course dogs in all of South Australia. But when the one led Evie, I went, well, it's game on there. And then down the back, you could see Evie was just pestering Playing Rain. They were taking each other on. They were using up all their petrol tickets. So I look back on what's out chasing them. Weblack Delight, well, it's a bit... It's only its second run over 500. It wasn't actually too bad on its debut. And then within about the 100 metres from the 700 boxes to the 600, it just closed in on them. And you could tell it was just going to swallow them up in the home turn, which it did. So it actually hit the line okay, Weblack Delight, for just its second ever 500. But yeah, you could tell these two really speedy runners, the favourites, Playing Rain and Zinfandel Evie, they were each other's worst enemies in the heats. And yeah, full credit to Weblack Delight, took advantage of the run.
Yeah, Zinfandel Evie from box 8 had to do a lot of work to get over. And, you know, its best is probably a little bit quicker than some of these, but yeah, had to work really hard, and well done to Kim and Weblack Delight. The second heat was taken out by Unholy Rain, and this litter for Robin McKellar, this dog's probably been the standout, but it's been an unbelievable litter for her over the last few months.
This litter, I've sung its praises forever and a day. The entire litter are just perfect beginners. They're just blessed with early speed. Every dog's a lid pinger. There isn't a slow beginner between them all. And even doing out at the coursing at Virginia, being the slipper there, if you ever go, when I used to put the old slip lead on them, they would lower their heads right down, even though there's no boxes or anything, like they're just getting ready to anticipate the start. That is just something you just can't drum into a dog. Whoever broke this litter in did an incredible job, and Robin's doing an incredible job with them. Pace wins races, and they're blessed with it all. No upsets here. Peace Bell made a bit of a charge at Unholy Rain just before coming into the straight, but Unholy Rain just had that little bit of extra fitness behind it, and I think it is probably the best 500-metre dog in the litter. There's one in the litter called Get Up Jimmy, which wasn't in this one, but I got a bit of time for it. But, yep, no upsets here. Favourite got the job done.
Also want to mention Gavin Harris's dog, Springvale Grace, as well, which ran third, won the Goola Gold Maiden in January, and hasn't had a run in race conditions for about 6 weeks. So was back over 500 last night, first look at Angle Park. I think it went 31.28. So I think that's a dog with a little bit of improvement and definitely one to watch out for in the final next week. The third heat was taken out by the Bosco Stamenkovic train, Merindar City. And again, a little bit of an upset there, but a nice run from box two with Gavin Harris's Zinfandel Austin running in second. And another good result for Bosco, who has some dogs going quite well at the moment as well.
Yet Kennel is in fine form. The Staminkovic and Costa Kennel at the moment. This really shocked me. I didn't think Mirinda City would be getting the job done here, and it did, especially that first section. I had to go back and do a bit of a double take and watch the replay. 5-19 to the winning post. It happened. Like, get dead set, and it was never really going to get beat. For me, this was a genuine boil over for mine, a bit of a bookies result. Mirinda City really surprised me, and going to be a serious, serious player in the final. Big improvement there. Well done to them all.
Yep, absolutely. So that final will be next Thursday night at Angle Park. Box draw will be done early next week. Also last night on Angle Park, we saw the SA debut of Like Wildfire for Tim Aloisi, and this dog's had a lot of really good interstate distance form behind it, but over the 5:30 at Angle Park last night, 30-35, and it was a super impressive performance from box five.
A lot of hype on this dog, a lot of pressure on this dog, and that pressure goes through to the trainers. It can always be felt through the dog as well, through the lead on the way to the boxes. Couldn't have done much more on debut. 12:35, when's the last time we've seen a dog run home in 12:35? That's freakish. It's unbelievable. Yes, he got crowded to that first turn and everything and a little got pressured. But after that, he just put the afterburners on going down the back straight and took over and just won by a cricket pitch and a half. Couldn't do more on SA debut. This is gonna pay its way here like Wildfire, especially over the other distances as too. But yep, for first up in South Australia, ticked every box for mine.
I think the early speed was the thing that impressed me. It was able to match the speedy down the line early, and it was able to get itself into a good position. And I think that dog's going to have a lot of improvement on that run as well, given it sort of hasn't had a lot of racing in the last month or so. It came through the Gosford 600, I think, in New South Wales. But yeah, 30-35. And Tim's going to have some really interesting decisions with that dog, because I think he probably would have liked to step it up towards a distance championship. But with the Anniversary Cup looming here at Angle Park, he's going to have to make a decision on where that dog goes. And, you know, on that form, it would be right in the mix for the Anniversary Cup.
Oh, well, 30-35 says enough then. That'll win you any race just about anywhere based off that. But that's a good point, actually. Yeah, where do you go? I always like the term of go for the race you know you can win, not the race you think you can win. But the problem is, you probably know he can win both, to be honest. So that's, Tim's got himself a decision there. I'm not putting my 2 cents in there. He'll make the right choice.
Been a big week for Tim as well. He had Raver's Army last night do a 30-44.
Yeah.
Gets it firmly in contention for the E-Star match race coming up at the end of the month. And he's also got Zippy Neutron over in the Galaxy in Perth at the moment as well in the Group 1 heats on Saturday night. So we wish Tim all the best there. Another SA dog making moves interstate is Peaky Boo, our winner of the Launching Pad series last week, and couldn't have been more impressive through that series. Had his first look at Sandown last night in an exhibition trial. Went 29.50 last night and was a really impressive performance. So we wish Ben Rawlings and the team with Peaky Boo all the best heading toward the Launching Pad with the heat of that race next Thursday night at Sandown. Well, Todd, we're going to come back in a moment. We're going to get stuck right into the preview as we look ahead to the 2024 Group 3 Murray Bridge Cup heats. We've got six heats to look forward to, so we're going to get stuck into those coming up right after the break.
The preview.
The preview is brought to you by the 2024 Daish Irrigation and Fodder Murray Bridge Cup. On Sunday, March 17th, as well as the Group 3 feature event, there's going to be plenty to do, trackside, kids' entertainment, food trucks, live music, plenty, plenty more. It's going to be a terrific night of action at the Bridge. We've got two straight track races as well on Cup Night as well, which was a real highlight last year. And so you get another opportunity to showcase that track as well. So both tracks at Murray Bridge in action on Sunday night.
I like the fact that the straight, they have a few up the straight as well. It just shows people who go down to the track, it's something a little bit different as well. You got the two tracks right there, you might as well utilize them on the big night. So I'm a big fan that they do that as well, and it scrubs up really good. The straight track at the night meeting scrubs up an absolute treat. So no, that's a good call.
Yeah, and if the family fun in the sun is anything to go by at Murray Bridge, we're expecting a really good turnout. So we had a fantastic reception for the family fun in the sun at Murray Bridge. They get behind these events, and I'm sure the cup will be no exception. Now, of course, with this hot weather in Adelaide at the moment, so tentatively this meeting is scheduled for Monday night. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things with regards to the JRSA heat policy, with the forecast being 42 at Murray Bridge. So we encourage everyone to, you know, keep an eye on the forecast, keep an eye on the JRSA socials, and for updates on what will happen with that Murray Bridge meeting on Monday. At this stage, we've got six heats of the cup scheduled for Monday night. Let's start with the first one, which will be race three on the program. Now, we'll run through the field quickly here for this race. So, Bad Move for Tracy Price in box one. Federal Fernando, the Country Cup winner for Dave Peckham in box two. Supreme Sword for Tony Heinrichs in box three. Curon Cam in box four for Tim Richards. Lochinvar Aloisi for Adrian Chevalier in box five. What a Regret for Ben Rawlings in box six. Electrolad for Clint Trengove in box seven. And Will Vanson for Chloe Vandermart and James Vandermart as well, the race caller from Victoria. The Interstate Raider is in box eight. Todd, what are your initial thoughts on this race here?
This race really does intrigue me a fair bit. Now, I do know, I was speaking to James on SEN not that long ago, and they were going down the Murray Bridge on a Monday, I believe. So I'm guessing if they were going the Murray Bridge on a trial day, I'm guessing, I'm going to take a stab in the dark, it was the trial. So I'm assuming Will Vanson has, I'm very confidently probably seen the track. Look, I am still with Curon Cam, but 4.55 is just about sees him out here. It's a very tough run, the 4.55 at Murray Bridge. I am with Curon Cam, but again, this is going to be very market dependent for mine. You want to see him get to the front within about the first 100 metres. He loves Murray Bridge. His muster is elite. He's one of the got one of the best turns of foot. His acceleration is absolutely phenomenal. But I am a little bit worried about the six as well. What a Regret, maybe taking him on early. And very similar to what we talked about with Plain Rain, Zinfandel, Evie. They take each other on, they burn each other out, and something's going to be chasing them to kind of take full advantage of that run. I am still with Curon Cam because he's got the track experience. He's done it before on the big stage. He's going good right now. His form is impeccable. The Sri Supreme Sword shouldn't bother him early. Lochinvar Aloisi shouldn't bother him early. But again, I'm just worried about the six maybe putting that pressure on. So I am with Curon Cam from What a Regret. I think Lochinvar Aloisi, I do not like the draw at all for Adrian Chevalier. It is drawn awfully, but it's going fine and he's going to be hitting the line well. He could be one of those dogs to take full advantage if they take each other on. And to round out the first four, I'm going to be with Federal Fernando. His last two have been a little bit lackluster and disappointing, but I like the draw a bit more for him again. And he knows the track well and Dave Peckham well. He knows out again, I'm ready for Murray Bridge.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about that a little lot in this with regards to box draws. I think there's a lot of dogs drawn when they don't want to be in this series. And I think it's going to be makes it really interesting racing. Federal Fernando obviously will be first up since December, but that dog came through Murray Bridge qualified for the Country Cup and does really like the track. Curon Cam, I think, has been had some really good 5.30 form at Gawler. It's been hitting the line better than what it was probably, you know, 3 or 4 months ago as well. And Will Vanson, I think if it was drawn in the one, you'd probably have to go, you'd like it with the speed, but exactly. I think it's going to go hard left and it could cause some trouble for some of these other dogs as well. I've got Curon Cam on top. I just think it's going to be able to get over and cross some of these dogs on the inside and I just think that he'll be able to lead them. And I really do like Curon Cam in that race. I think I've got, you know, that dog's been a super campaigner over the last 12 months for Tim Richards and would be great to see him contest the Group 3 final next, you know, at Murray Bridge. But, yeah, I've got Curon Cam on top. I think Federal Fernando, if it's best, it probably runs second. What a Regret for Ben Rawlings in third. And I'll put Will Vanson in for fourth. If, you know, if it does get away early and can cross the field, it might give them something to chase. So mix of forms there with some straight track form and some Bendigo form from Hillsville down the straight. So you can see how that dog handles the one turn as well at Murray Bridge. All right, moving on to the second heat, Todd. Now, this one is race number four on the program. So box one is Zambora Blaze for Stephen Brooke. Box two, Blue Intensity for Kieran Corby. Box three, Chapel Road for Keir Hurley. Box four, Michaelisi for Ben Rawlings. Box five, Springvale Maddie for Gavin Harris. Box six, My Old Mate for Tracy Price. Box seven, Eloise for Tim Richards. And box eight is Stealth for Paul Fagan. Todd? What do you reckon about this one?
Oh, the first turn here is going to be very interesting when they get to the turn. Look, I am with making its SA debut number three, Chapel Road for Keir Hurley. I don't mind the interstate form, and I will take dollars to donuts. This dog has seen the track. Keir and the tribe, they're very fastidious with what they do with their dogs. This dog wouldn't be going in unseen. So I will just about wager anything I got for this dog has seen the track. But it has to dodge a dog called Blue Intensity. This dog will jump well and try to get wide. And look, Zambora Blaze is going to be right there to take full advantage. I don't think Zambora Blaze is the best dog in this race. Yeah.
I think Zambora Blaze will shift up the track a little bit won't it? So.
It does. It's a centre tracker. Sorry, I cut you off there. But it's a centre tracker. So the two runs wide and the one doesn't exactly rail. So this first 100 metres is going to be very interesting. Chapel Road's going to need to be on song early. I think it will be. So I am with Chapel Road on top. Oh, Louise in for second. Doesn't mind the wide draw. And again, It's won three of its last four. It's going great, and it has that last section strength. It has won over the middle distance and all that before. Stealth, I don't think will bother it too much early. I think it actually will probably begin better than O'Louise, and O'Louise will kind of, I actually want O'Louise to miss it a half a length, if that makes sense, and let them kind of take each other on, stay out wide and get ready to sweep home. So Chapel Road on top from O'Louise. Next, I'm throwing in Zambora Blaze. Again, I wouldn't rate it as the best dog in this race, but it could get an absolutely gun run early as well. All that cover and Shepherd from Blue Intensity. And to round out the first four, My Khaleesi, which is a bit hit or miss at box rise, but when it hits them, it's going to really contend this. So I find this one of the hardest heats of all, but I'm going 3, 7, 1, and 4.
Yeah, I went a little bit differently from you, Todd. I've actually got Stealth on top.
Yep.
I think some interstate form, and I just think the wide draw, I think it might actually be able to avoid a little bit of trouble in this race. So I've actually got Stealth on top. I just think that with Springvale Maddie and My Khaleesi wanting to go down to the rail and these other dogs from 2 and 3 wanting to shift out a little bit, I just think it's going to create an opportunity for one of these wide runners. And I think Stealth might be the one with some runs on the board. And, you know, it was coming off a Gawler performance last week. But I think, you know, Murray Bridge, it might like the track. And I think if it gets out and, you know, it might be able to avoid a bit of trouble out wide. So a bit of value there, I reckon, in Stealth from box 8. I've got Chapel Road in for second. Obviously it hasn't run since November, obviously in race conditions. So a bit of rust on that dog, bit of an unknown with it as well. But I think it looks like it's got plenty of ability. My Khaleesi in for third for Ben Rawlings, plenty of speed. If that does manage to somehow get out ahead of, you know, Chapel Road and Blue Intensity, that could definitely lead. And Springvale Maddie's been racing in terrific form as well. So I'll throw that one in for fourth. But again, this was probably one of the most wide open of the heats and one that I reckon will be pretty difficult to find a winner on Sunday night.
Yeah, just trying to figure out what's going to happen in that first 50 metres at box rise with those two inside runners as well. I can't quite see how that's going to map out. That's the one that intrigues me, that initial first 50.
That race is a very, it's very typical of this card where you get a mix of 530 angle park form, you get a mix of Murray Bridge 395, 455 form, you've got some interstate form. So getting those form lines right can be really tricky. So it'll be really interesting to see how that race plays out on Sunday night. So the third heat is race number 5 on the card. And box 1, Long Haul for Kia Hurley. Box 2, You Know Whiskey for Wally Harkins. Box 3, Power of Silence for Clint Trengove. Box 4, Riot Rooster for Ben Rawlings. Box 5, Honey Rocks for Tracy Price. Box 6, Fantastic Spike for Liz Cheggia. Box 7, Time After Time for Tim Richards. And box 8, Divine Nature for Matthew Lanigan, coming from across the border. Todd, talk us through this race. How do you see this one playing out?
Again, very interesting. Very interesting, this old draw. But I am actually with one which I'm hoping will be each way odds here. Number 3, Power of Silence for Clint Trengove. I reckon its last 2 seconds have been phenomenal as well, and very good company. Its own time's been sensational. I think it can win the early speed battle at its best. I think it can be leading along with Long Haul, which is my second selection. I think one of those two will lead for mine. But I just think Power of Silence is just going to be able to get its bum in front of Long Haul early and be able to keep it pretty honest out front. So Power of Silence is going to be my little each way there, hopefully, if the odds are right, from Long Haul. In for third, I am putting Divine Nature. I was really impressed. It looked a little bit lost last week, and it's still got the chocolates. And now that it's seeing the track and that, it should only be better for it for the Matthew Lanigan kennel. And to round out the first four, Riot Rooster, who'll be hitting the line probably almost as well as anything here as well, but I'm just worried where it's going to get be in that first initial probably 50 to 75 metres if it gets shuffled back a little bit, even though if it does get shuffled back, obviously it can still hit the line pretty good. Its last sections are okay. So 3, 1, 8, and 4 will be my numbers there.
Yeah, I've got Divine Nature on top. I just think this dog will get better with a look, I reckon. And from the wide draw, I actually quite like it out there as well. So I think it's, Matthew Lanigan had a dog in the final last year in the Murray Bridge Cup, and he doesn't bring them over if he doesn't think they're going to compete. So I've got Divine Nature on top. I've got Riot Rooster in for second. I've got a lot of time for this dog. It's shown so much at Angle Park. First look last week, looked a little bit lost at times. I think that dog will get better for the run. The draw's probably the only concern there, but I think if it gets out okay, it'll probably shift up a little bit. So I don't mind Riot Rooster there. Long Haul for third from box 1. If this was box 8, I probably would have tipped this dog. Yep. I think it likes to shift wide. And that's why I'm a little bit concerned on Power of Silence. I think Long Haul will get out and try and go a little bit wider. And I've got Fantastic Spike in for fourth for Liz Cheggia. So those dogs have been going really well. That dog comes over from interstate as well. But I think that's a dog with plenty of ability. But again, another really wide open heat there. But I think the interstate dog in Divine Nature will be the one to watch out for in heat number 3. Heat number four is race six on the program, and run through the field here. So this is a really open race as well. So Make Noise for Damian Smith in box one. Adhana Rico for Cameron Forshaw in box two. Minta Redeem for Lauren Harris in box three. Fast Headache again for Matthew Lanigan in box four. Box five is Machismo for Richard Pierce. Box six, Ballon Boy for Adrian Chevalier. Box seven, Hooked on Love for Tracy Price. And box eight is Spanner for Paul Fagan. Todd, talk us through this one. How do you see it playing?
No awards for bravery on my end here. No rocket science. But I do think Adhana Rico gets the chocolates here. Look, I have no doubt he would have been down that track a few times, Murray Bridge, in his little breakaway. The only worry is having Minta Redeem draw next to him. Very simple. I think the only way Adhana Rico can get beat for mine is if Minta Redeem cuts him in half at box rise, which is a reality in happening, but we've seen Adhana Rico. We know what he can do. We've seen what he can do here. He can ride a bump, right? If he gets a check, it's not the end of him here. He wants to get to the inside. He should get a beautiful follow behind Make Noise, which will show a bit of pace and just give him the rails run for him to get into his full gear and stride. I can't see any scenario where he won't be odds on for mine. If he goes up black, I think they'll almost jump out of trees to take the black figures. But Adhana Rico is my on top selection there. I am throwing in an absolute bolter in for second, a dog called Hooked on Love out wide for Tracy Price. This dog got a bit of a case of what I call a Nick Kyrgios's. He's hard to follow, but when he's good, oh, he is good. And he's going to be bolter's odds here. I don't think the wide draw is actually too bad for him. Baloney Boy shouldn't bother him early. Spanner probably jumped better than Hooked on Love, so it won't bother him early. Actually kind of cut across from him, and he can almost give him a little cart into the race, and he should be bolter's odds for mine. I am putting Minta Redeem in for third. Kind of for me, he holds the key to this race, whether, you know, like I said, putting all that pressure on Adhana Rico as well. And if he gets a soft lead, he's very, very, very hard to catch when he gets a soft lead. Some days he gets weaker than he does others, but when he's on song, I remember one day he came out and went about 30-50 at Angle Park. If he can bring that form here and, you know, not punctured at last 50 metres, he can really test these as well. So I'm putting him in third. He's the enigma in the race. And the round at the first four, Machismo, you know what a Machismo will do. It'll jump just fairly, try to get to the inside and hit the line as well as anything here. So my numbers in that race are 2, 7, 3, and 5.
Yeah, I think this is a race that's probably got the most speed in it, I would think, especially with those inside greyhounds, Minta Redeem. I think it's like, you know, 519 dog at Eagle Park.
Blue one night.
If it jumps out and if it jumps out and gets across Adhana Rico, Adhana Rico might not be able to go past it if it gets a bit of an advantage. So I'm actually going to tip Minta Redeem on top there in a little bit of a boil over. So I've got Minta Redeem on top to beat Adhana Rico. Got Fast Headache in for third for Matthew Lanigan. Obviously, this is a dog that's had a lot of Murray Bridge experience. It was with Lockie Mill previously. So made the Murray Bridge Oaks final or the back in December as well. So it's three starts for two wins over track and distance. And another dog with plenty of early speed as well that'll be putting the pressure on Adhana Rico from the inside draw. So I've got that dog in for third. And I also have Machismo running in for fourth. A dog that's dropping back in distance but does like Murray Bridge, does hit the line pretty hard there as well. So off that distance form, I reckon that if there's a bit of trouble with the speed, it could just get a nice run around the field and just swoop into a place as well. So 3, 2, 4, and 5 for me in heat number four. Heat number five is race seven on the program. So box one, Fantastic Ada for Liz Cheggia. 2.53 for Adrian Macrith from box two. Centre Wick for Kieran Corby, box three. Silk Sonic for Tim Richards, box four. Black Viper for Matthew Clark in box five. Federal Flash for Dave Peckham in box six. My Old Man for Tracy Price in box seven. And On the Northerns for Tony Heinrichsen in box eight. Todd, probably if Fantastic Ada was drawn a little bit wider, it would be one of the favourites in this race. But again, one of these ones where the dogs that are drawn on the inside don't necessarily want to be there, and it's another really open affair.
It does. Two dogs stand out to me here, and they are 1 and 6. So Federal Flash, look, again, picket fencer form. It's going great. Dave Peckham got this dog going at 100% again. Love the form, don't like the draw. But the 7 Mile Man isn't the best out, and Black Viper, it does jump okay, but goes to the inside. So it should be able to give Federal Flash that chance to kind of cart over. What will be interesting is if it goes to the first turn, or they go hell for leather early with Fantastic Ada. Because as you said, Fantastic Ada is going to try to shift a little bit wide. So it might take Federal Flash kind of out with it, leaving a rails run for something. But I cannot find what that something will be in this race. So I am putting Federal Flash on top. Winning form is good form. But in saying that, nothing wrong with the form of Fantastic Ada. And normally, if you see a dog with box one, you'd go, oh, great, that's a good draw for it. No, I'd much rather see Ada from seven or eight here. But still, class dog for mine, has to be my on top second pick. And then after that, third and fourth, I struggle because I just don't know what's going to be there to get that lovely run or that just that saloon passage early if there is one. So I'm going to put in, look, it's probably Silk Sonic, because at least it doesn't have a reliance on leading. It does hit the line okay. It's got a fair last section as well, and it probably won't be up there early, so it might not be there to get sandwiched if the one and the six take each other on. And I will put in Centerwick as well, which is the only other chance of showing early speed for mine, or perhaps leading. About 4.55 is about as far as Centerwick wants. So this is 6-1-4-3 for me in a race, which really does intrigue me a fair bit here. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the one and the six.
Yeah, it's a really interesting race. I've got Black Viper on top for Matthew Clark. Obviously had a look a couple of weeks ago at Murray Bridge as well, so with a nice win there in 25.84. But I think that's a dog that'll get a little bit better with another look at the track. And I don't mind it from out wide, only because I think Fantastic Eight is going to try and shift up the track a little bit. And, you know, with Centerwick coming down, I think it'll probably take it out a little bit. But I think it's really an early battle between Black Viper and Federal Flash, those two dogs in the early running. But I've got Black Viper on top to beat Federal Flash for Dave Peckham. Again, really good Murray Bridge form, stacks up pretty well there, 25.67 last run, so in winning there, which I think was a best of the day time. So that dog's been going pretty well as well for Dave Peckham. I love Fantastic Aider. I've got that dog in for third. I think it'll run home really well. You know, we've talked a lot about these dogs like Riot Rooster and Zinfandel Evie, and this is a dog that's beaten all those dogs. You know, it's won the Inferno Series through the Festival of Fire. You know, it took out the... not the John Gray, it was the...
Oh, I've drawn a blank as well. Oh, no, thank you.
As well. So
I went halfway home when I figured that out.
And it also won the Murray Bridge Summer Oaks as well. This dog is a feature race specialist, and I think it can be really really threatening in this race as well. So I've got that dog in for third, and I put Silk Sonic in for Tim Richards for fourth as well. So a really open race again there, but more middle boxes there, I think, as well, just with the early speed and what Fantastic Aider might do is the biggest wild card in this race. Final heat, Todd. Race 8 on the card is the 6th and final heat. So I'll run through the field here. Aston Arena, box 1 for Paul Fagan. Zinfandel Evie for box 2 for Gavin Harris. Box 3, Dasher Blue for Richard Pierce. Box 4, Federal Outlaw for Ben Rawlings. Box 5, Jay McNichol, Bronze Titan. Box 6, Immense for Maddie Schultz. Jukebox Duke for Tony Heinrichsen in box 7. And Wild Banker for Tracy Price in box 8. What are your thoughts here, Todd? Another really open affair, as has been the theme with these six heats.
Yep, this is, I reckon, best for last for mine. I reckon this is the most open. I reckon this will be the most open market-wise, and I reckon this will be the most open just ability-wise here. Very good spread of dogs here. I am with one of my personal favourites, a wonderful bread and butter dog. You'd love a kennel full of them, number 3, Dash of Blue. Look, Dickie Pierce, he knows how to get dogs ready for big races as well. That Dash of Blue will want to get to the inside here. We know that strength isn't a problem for him, and sometimes, and he has shown it over the shorter distances as well, he can actually jump with the best of them, especially now here when he's nice and fresh, you know. So I think Zinfandel Evie, we talked about her earlier, is going to give him just a perfect cut. I can't see why she won't ping and virtually say, Dash of Blue, follow me over. I'll give you a great escort or go into this first turn. And if Dash of Blue be in the first two or three again, I think he's going to be too strong and kind of mow over the top of them late. So Dash of Blue is my on-top selection there. In for second, last start winner, Wild Banker. I managed to find this last start at Murray Bridge, and I thought it was great from this squeeze draw. Came from box 5. I don't think box 8's really going to be any problem for it. Early Jukebox Duke is only fair out. Dogs like Immense and Bronze Titan go to the inside, so he should be able to get that clear room early. In for third, I am putting in Immense. I reckon this dog's kind of those quiet achievers lately. It's been running very consistent for Matty Schultz. Another very good bread and butter dog as well. It's always putting the kibble in his bowl. And the round out the first four, well, it's a little bit of a toss-up between Zinfandel Evie and Federal Outlaw for mine. Federal Outlaw was first up, again, coming back from his interstate spell with Ben Rawlings now. He was first up. He should be better for it. And Evie as well is going to be showing so much speed. I don't think she'll be all that flat from the run here on Thursday night. So probably just edging out that battle. It's almost a dead heat for four for mine. I'll put in Evie because there's a bit more of the known quality there.
We haven't agreed on too much in these six heats, and that shows how open they are. But I agree with you with Dash of Blue. I think Zinfandel Evie is going to give this dog the perfect run through and is a dog with plenty of strength on the run home. So I think Dash of Blue on top for me to beat I've got Immense in for second for Matty Schultz. Matty Schultz has done a terrific job with this race.
Really has.
Won a grade five on Thursday night and then really hung in some open company races over Christmas and New Year, like the Cater Scandal and a few other races like that as well. So I've got that dog in for second. I've got Federal Outlaw in for third for Ben Rawlings. I think this dog has plenty of ability coming back off some really impressive Victorian form after the National Straight Track Championships in the second half of last year. And then I've got Zinfandel Evie in for fourth. So Gavin, we've seen him do this with some of his dogs as well, where they'll run Thursday night, then they, you know, through the Gawler Breeders over the 400, he was running them in those series as well and had no trouble in that series. So plenty of early speeds, going to be out in front and give them something to catch. Whether the 455, whether it can get the 455 is the big query there. But I've got Dashabille on top, so it's 3, 6, 4, and 2 for me in the final heat. Todd, we know you're going to have plenty of tips for everyone over at the Dogs SA on Twitter. Do you have a best bet here for the Dogcast listeners from one of those heats? And is there something that tickles your fancy that the punters might be able to get an early look at?
Yeah, look, I am sticking with race 4, number 3, Chapel Road, as one of them for Kia Hurley too. I reckon how I plan this is Chapel Road is going to be able to cut across the inside two runners, and they're going to give it a beautiful shepherd and just make it real difficult for every other runner in the race there. And that's Sambora Blaze and Blue Intensity running wide. So Chapel Road for me right now, obviously price dependent, is my first on topper. And I am sticking with Power of Silence for my little each way here. Look, if Long Haul does stay in the centre of the track and force it off a little bit early, it might struggle, but I think it is going to be each way odds. So I'm happy to kind of make that my little early value play. So Chapel Road is my best, Power of Silence as my value, and well, no awards for Silence, but I think, as we saw with our tips, this is going to be so open. I think there's only going to be one really short price favourite in the heats, and that's obviously going to be at Hana Rico. But those are my two for now. So both from box three. So race 4, number 3, Chapel Road, and race 5, number 3, Power of Silence, and what is going to be some very open heats.
It's going to be a fantastic night. My best, I reckon, is in the first heat. I'm going to go with Kieron Cam on top.
Nice.
I think he's primed for this race. I reckon he's really well suited in that. So box 4, I think it leads, gives them something to chase. So I've got Kieron Cam as my best on Monday night, obviously weather permitting. So we do encourage everyone to stay on touch on GRSA socials. Keep an eye out on all of our social channels. We'll keep you updated with the weather and what happens with this meeting. Obviously, welfare and safety is our first priority, so we're obviously keeping an eye on the weather there. So hopefully a bit of a cool change comes through and we can get a fantastic night on the public holiday on Monday night at Murray Bridge, heading towards the Group 3 2024 Murray Bridge Cup. Todd, thank you so much for joining us on the Dogcast. We hope everyone stays nice and cool this weekend, and we look forward to seeing you all at the track soon.
See you later, everyone.